Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday going. Anyway, this is Shelly Nunchucks, and yes, making her dream come true. And I know a lot of people, I do inspire them out there, and I'm just glad and I'm blessed to be able to do what I do in my life. And I'm completely happy and satisfied. Is it hard work? Yes, it's very much indeed hard work to work on set, to be an actor, especially that actress, stunt person, you know, to do your dreams. It's not impossible, and it can happen. And working on the set of Fail Carrie, it's getting tougher and tougher. I have to admit that. And, oh, my dear God in heaven, I have to say that I do respect Jackie Chan even more now. Because after yesterday, I'm not kidding, training right as we're filming on film. I am not kidding. It is happening live, and they're catching it on film. We're taking that big, huge tree, the five of us women. He's making us carry it, and it is training. He's filming it as we're training in this big, huge rock. Oh, my dear God. And he's got it lifting it and stuff. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, I'm just like, oh my God, this is really real. This is what I asked for. And that's what I'm thinking. And the only thing I can think of while we're filming, I am not kidding, I'm not thinking of Jackie Chan or anything. I'm thinking of cheeseburger. I swear to all that is holy. The only thing I could think of yesterday during filming, I'm not kidding, I kept saying cheeseburger. They're like, stop thinking of cheeseburger, Shelly. I'm trying to focus on what I'm doing, and I'm thinking of cheeseburger. Because that's what I wanted. It's not what I had for dinner afterwards, but it's all that I could think of in my mind. Maybe I'll get a cheeseburger today, because I'm telling you, I'm going to turn into a bunny rabbit. I've been eating nothing but salads and eating, you know, a lot of things that are definitely, definitely healthy. And I wanted to give a shout-out today to Jody Purdy, and I'm going to bring up her Facebook page so I can read directly from her Facebook page. Now, Jody is a person that has been working in the business for quite some time now. She's been working it for years and years and years, and she's casted a lot of those Hollywood films. And I happen to know her, and I keep in touch with her on the internet. I met her quite a few times. And you know how they say people that work in the industry that they don't have their hands on their shoulders? Let me say that this woman, she's like a ninja. She has casted thousands and thousands of people in the film. And if you've ever, you know, if you've ever met Jody, you can see her and said she's very, you know, head on her shoulders. And she works very, very hard. And I wanted to give her some props today. She actually is, you know, I've been a supporter of mine, of my dream of working with Jackie Chan, and I know she wants to help me, so I'm giving her some support today, and I want to say, Jody, if you ever listen to the show, I know you're a busy woman working right now. Hi, Jody, all the way down in Boston. Hi. And if you go to her Facebook page, Jody Purdy, J-O-D-I, Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y. She has a couple of them, but she's actually working on a project, and she's selling stuff on her page to help fund the film. And you can go there and check it out. And there's actually a picture of the picture that I put on to show, you know, with my radio show. As you're watching the show, if you go on the internet, you can actually see pictures rotating. And one picture is Jody, and she's actually with one of my brothers, Jay Giannone and Sean Daugherty. I don't know who the other guy is. So hi to Sean and hi to Jay. Hi to you guys out there. So I just wanted to give a little shout out there. And this woman, I'm telling you, she's just casted so many different films. I'm going to try to see if I can find her. Jody Lynn Purdy Quinlan is another Facebook page. And I'm going to see if I can bring up information about Jody. I know she had a listing before of everything she's done, but you know, you can go and check out her page, you know, South Shore Casting, and also, let's see, I'm just trying to find out, you know, which page you go for. She actually does help cast film. So if you go to her page, Jody, J-O-D-I, Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y, hyphen, Q-U-I-N-L-A-N, you can go to her page and you can friend her. Believe me, this woman, I don't know how she does it, but she remembers faces. I'm telling you, she does. This woman is unbelievably amazing. And I'm just trying to find out if I can actually, there's a JPQ production page. Let's see. If it says, it did have a thing where she actually posted about everything she casted. So I'm just opening up the webpage, and I'm trying to multitask as I'm doing it. Let's see. JPQ Productions. There is a website. Let's see. It says home. Trying to click onto it. Let's see. It says owner login. Okay, I guess I can't log in, but you can contact her. And she's done quite a few different things, and it's just a pleasure and honor to know this woman. As you know, I mostly refer to a lot of men, because mostly men is what I actually, you know, do look up to in the business, because it's a lot of sun people. Let's see. Well, you can go to her page, and like I said, I wanted to give a little shout-out to her on my show today. So, Jody, if you listen to me, hello, Jody Purdy. it is an honor to know you, and I just wanted to say hi. And I, you know, I know you're a very busy woman, but thank you so much in believing me. And I will never forget on the Scalpers premiere of Jay Giannone, my brother's Scalpers premiere. She actually, you know, was sitting in front of her, and she's like, she remembered me. I'm like, so she has this great memory, and she said to me, and she whispered in my ear, and she says, you know, it will happen. And she actually had some people that work with her that was working on one of Jackie Chan's film sets. I don't know which one it was, but at the time when she told me that, I almost, like, started crying. I was, like, crying there on the spot, and I give her a hug, and I whispered her, and I'm like, thank you. Thank you, Jody. And that just meant so much to me because, you know, there are people out there, that's, like I says, they just, you know, there are haters that I do have and people that have tried to stop me. But, you know, I'm not letting them stop me. Because there's nothing anybody, if people want to say things about me, it doesn't matter. No matter who is on the internet, you're not in my life, and you cannot control me. No one can control me. I'm my own person. I have my own free will. And the funny thing is, what people don't realize is people in the entertainment business, they take the most criticism from anybody. So if anybody ever says anything about me, I am totally prepared for it. No matter what anybody says, if anything from my past or anything, guess what? When you're going to auditions, you get the most people that would criticize you. You go through so much rejection. So no matter what in life, when anybody says or tries to stop me, they can't stop me because those people are not in my life. So in my circle, you know, it's something where I am bringing more positive people in my life. And Jody, she's just been there for the past couple of years. You know, we've stayed in contact. And I've met her a couple of times, and she's awesome. And, you know, I'm very happy to know this woman. You know, someone that's been working in the industry for such a long time. And here she is in contact with me, and she wants to help me make my dream come true. So, you know, I don't know what to say. I just want to say, Jody, thank you so much in your support because it means so much to me. And I wish you so much happiness, so much blessings. And with your films and everything you work on, I hope you are just happy in everything that you do. Now, I do have the video chat open, and I'm telling you, I'm really hungry today. I'm really hungry. I don't know if I'm going to eat a cheeseburger. Screw the salad. That's it. I think I need a cheeseburger. Yes, I'm going to have a cheeseburger, I think, because it's just something where I think I need it. I'm just sorry, but I'll just keep, maybe it's the weekend. I know Saturday is my cheat day because when I'm on films, you know, it's just something where you're just going to eat whatever's there. So maybe I'll have a nice, big, nice, juicy cheeseburger today. And, you know, I once again want to go back talking about Valkyrie. And I did open up with a song today called Battle Song. And that is a song that's actually in our film, Valkyrie. And just getting back to it, I was going, oh, my God, be careful what you wish for because it might come true. And guess what? It did. I am doing what I've always wanted to do. And, you know, when people start doing things in their lives, people might not believe it at first, but once the proof is out there, they're going to be like, oh, wow, and people's mouths will drop when you're actually doing your dream. So I'm just going to say out there, you know, don't let anybody stop you. And if there's energy-sucking vampires that are around you, get away from them, like I did. And I even moved further away, and I live in peace. I think what it is when people get older, they think because they reach a certain age, their dreams have to be let go. But why? Why do you have to let go of your dreams? You shouldn't have to do about that, you know, just because you're older. I mean, there's so many women that I know out there that are single mothers and such. They're working, and they actually do work on sets. It's not impossible. Anybody can work on a film set. I mean, they're always looking for extras, looking for parts. I mean, I get emails all the time from Joey. I get it from her company. I get it from Boston Casting. And it's not just this extra work. It's just that I'm very dedicated to working on a film, and I've been doing this for the past couple of years. So I had to turn down things. I couldn't go to auditions because, it's stuff that I have to do. And just like Jackie Chan, when he was dedicated to certain films, he finished them. And that's one thing about Jackie that I do believe that, you know, I want to finish too. Now, if anybody wants to call and talk about their dreams, please remember, if you're going to call in, do not talk about politics. Do not talk about sexual orientation or religion. Yes, I may bring up about God every now and then, but those things I really don't want to talk about. It's about dreams and such like that. So I have the video chat up, and the telephone number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. And another number, it's 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. Now, once again, my show is mostly about Jackie Chan. And yes, I know I'm a spastic. I constantly, you know, go blah, 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 blah. But, you know, when you don't have any guests on the show, you just got to keep talking. And that's what you got to do. So let's see. I want to play a song. Let's see. What do I want to play? I am going to play the song, The Fighter Today, which is actually one of my theme songs for my nephews, Cardiac and Sacrifice. They wrote a song called The Fighter, and it actually is one of my theme songs. For all of you people out there that have a dream, this is dedicated to you. So The Fighter Today is going to be dedicated to you, and here we go. Let me just bring it up. Where is it? The Fighter. Okay, here you go. To all the people that have dreams out there, don't let anybody stalk you. Because usually people that are talking about you or behind your back, they're mostly full of hot air. And you know what it is, too? When you have a dream, you know why people are telling you that you can't do it? It's because they can't do it. When people told me that Jackie Chan will never talk to me or will never work with me, it's not that I can't work with Jackie Chan. It's probably because they can't and they're afraid to put themselves out there for things. So I'm not afraid. And you know, I'm very lucky and very blessed because I am living the life I've always wanted to lead. So for those people out there, I want you to know that I am living proof. Anybody that has a dream and you're working on it, this song is dedicated to you. So here we go with The Fighter.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm high enough to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Was the Fighter song, and once again, I dedicated that song to anybody that's brave enough to actually go out there and live their dreams and to fight for it, because remember, you know, if you have negative people around you with your dreams, and like myself, you know, you got to get away from them, because that's exactly what you got to do, and you find the people that support you, you find the people that are going to lift you higher and help you reach for the stars. And I know that I'm in living proof, and I will constantly keep talking about this so that, you know, people, you know, will have that happiness in their life to know that I'm actually living proof. Because I've gone through things myself, you know, and I made mistakes in the past. I picked the wrong people to be around. And you know something? You actually will find, if you put it out there to the universe and you ask for, you know, like people to be in your life, if you're looking for very positive people, it can happen. It's not impossible. You just got to wake up and realize the people that you don't want in your life. Because if they're saying, no, 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 you can't do something, then that means, you know, they don't want to see you succeed and be happy. Maybe they're trying to help you in their own way because maybe they don't want you to get hurt and such, but it is your life. You know, what you're doing is your life. You have your own free will to go out there and do things. Now, today I'm wicked, wicked hungry. I am, so I'm going to play, you know, I'm sitting here with my monkey pajamas on and in my studio with my little furball cat, Jackie Chan Kitty. And, you know, just to have the life I lead, I have to be blessed with going through it. And let me say, what a difference 3 years have made in my life. I can breathe, and I know a lot of people are going to be stuck in their own lives, and they're going to be miserable for the rest of their lives, so they like to take it out on other people. But because I moved away, I don't even have to deal with any negative people. I have my own place where I can sit there and breathe. And, you know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful, magical feeling when I can look up at the stars at night and just think that someday those stars... going to be above me and Jackie Chan, not like Jackie won't be in another country. I'll be standing right next to Jackie Chan working on a film with him. Well, it could be the sun, it could be day, it could be night. I mean, I don't know. It will depend on the type of film. And I know I will work with Jackie Chan. There's no one that's going to stop me because no matter what anybody says, I know I am going to work with Jackie Chan, no matter what anybody says. And people could just kiss my ass if they think anything otherwise. But, you know, I don't know how to get it through to people more and more because I know there's people out there that do feel down and they figure that there's no way that they can achieve their dreams. Let me just say, you can. It's all I got to say is you can. And I'm actually going to end the show and it's going to be over in a few minutes. But let's see. What should I end the show with? Let's see. Yes, I am going to end the show with Battle Song. Now, remember, a song sets the mood for a film. And it's a film that I'm working on. If you want to donate money to our film, Valcare, you can go to Facebook, you know, write to them and tell them, like, you donate money, it will go towards costumes. I mean, even if, you know, feed people on the set, the costumes are made by people. And like everything on the set itself, I mean, the filming itself, I mean, everything, the music and everything. And speaking of music, once again, I am going to end this song on another positive note. This is Battle Song. Once again, remember that a song sets the mood to a film. And this is an epic, epic type of film where I am playing a type of character I've always wanted to play. I've always wanted to play Wonder Woman, and I am playing a superhero, and this is awesome. If I'm not working with Jackie Chan, what's more happiness can I be than working on a set with Z, Director Z? You know, it's hard work, but I feel happy and blessed that I'm able to do what I will do in my life. So this is the song by Ahura's Accords Aliza, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And they sing well together, by the way. So I'm ending the show on this awesome, awesome note with an awesome, awesome song. And you'll actually feel the epic song, the epic message with Battle Song. Once again, will everybody enjoy your Sunday afternoon? And I think I got to get that cheeseburger. And to all of the veterans out there, happy Veterans Day. And for you men and women that have served, and the animals, the dogs and self and such, thank you very, very much. So So a salute to you and bow in your honor and thank you. And everyone, happy Veterans Day, and the holidays are coming up. And guess what? I'm not saying Thanksgiving. I'm saying happy Harvest Day. Yes, America, that's the truth. It's not called Thanksgiving. It's called happy Harvest Day. And guess what? I'm saying Merry Christmas. Yes, I grew up Catholic and I was an altar girl, but guess what? I've been learning about other religions and such, but I should be allowed to say Merry Christmas. And I say about other holidays and such, I mean, you know, Christ is in the word Christmas. And the holiday shopping, I think it is due to Christmas. So if you want to do away with the Christmas shopping and stuff like that, go right ahead. See America go under as it is. I mean, seriously, but I'm leaving on a positive note. I mean, I'm just rambling on. But seriously, people, you know, I'm going to say Happy Harvest Day. The word Thanksgiving, that day is not in my vocabulary. It's Happy Harvest Day. Anyway, everyone have a good Sunday, and I'm looking forward to getting my cheeseburger. Okay, talk to you later.